Hey ho, what do you know? It's time for the Matt Dean Clark Show.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the podcast. Welcome to the podcast that critics around this great nation of ours are calling, I have the show download directly to my trash folder.
Cool. Well, I haven't downloaded then.
Yeah, exactly. What's the point? I guess they're making a statement.
They kind of like us.
Yeah, they kind of, yeah. A little bit. They
kind of like me.
They pity the fool.
They're dipping their toes in. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We have Clark Wilson.
Hi. Hey. How are you doing?
I'm good. You know, good to see you. We have Brett Saxon.
Hello.
Hey, sir. You are wearing a blue blob of a mask
right away.
On your face, and with glasses, sunglasses over it. Yeah. We're going to find out why you're wearing that later on in the show.
Okay.
Yep.
The very end?
Yeah. We're going to keep you wearing it the entire show. And we'll find out, because there is an actual reason why you're wearing it, correct?
Right.
Okay.
There is.
All right. Well, so if that's the case, then
Unfortunately, let's
go right into TV. Let's start off with TV, something light. Ladies and gentlemen, we like to talk to you guys about TV, not to TV. We don't talk to a television.
Do you talk to TV?
Yeah, I probably do, actually. But we are talking about television that we've seen that we can recommend or tell you to not watch. Clark, what are you watching?
Shogun.
Yep. Are you caught up?
No. Are you caught up?
Yes.
Oh.
Yep. And I like all four episodes.
Yeah, it's good. A lot of dialogue, like I've said before, tons of dialogue.
Too much dialogue.
Yeah.
But episode three, have you seen that one?
No.
That one's
I did too, because they're fairly long. At least the first couple are they're basically movies.
Like 30 minutes?
Like hour and 15 minutes.
Four and a half minutes. Yeah, the third one is about 50 minutes, but it's pretty much all action.
Oh, great.
It's good, yeah. Okay.
I saw it's only got they're only doing the one season, so they must do the whole book and that's it.
Right. I'll give that a good.
Yeah, it's good.
Cool. I am watching Guy Ritchie's, based off of his movie, Gentlemen, the TV show, also named Gentlemen, on Netflix. Cannot recommend this show enough.
Is it good?
It's pure Guy Ritchie.
Is The Gentlemen good? I never saw that one.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I love The Gentlemen as well. Okay. Yeah, that movie's awesome. Matthew Mahogany. McConaughey, if you know. But it's great. I seriously.
But he's not in this.
Not yet.
Netflix show.
Not yet.
He is showing up, you know, for certain.
I didn't break my heart. I didn't want to check the cast list because I don't want to.
Because you can't unbreak my heart.
Exactly. But what I've seen so far, it is pure Guy Ritchie, British gangster. So if you are in the mood for that, check it out. I give it good or not good. I give it a good.
Did you do it all already? Or is it like.
I'm just on episode four and they have eight.
Okay.
Yeah. From there, let's go to entertainment news. This is entertainment news for the week, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get right into it. We'll start with a lot of nerdy news this week. Isn't it every week nerdy news that we do? I think
it's so mainstream. Like, can you really call it nerdy news anymore?
Well, I don't think what we do is mainstream.
I don't think it's mainstream.
But Stephen King's Salem Lot. So they've been, you know, they had done a remake of this movie and it had been shelved because, you know, Max and Warner Brothers, known for shelving their products, had done that. Presumably, no one knew why it wasn't coming out. Stephen King recently said that it wasn't bad. He said, so it's kind of his
high praise.
Yeah, that's his seal of approval.
Did he have anything to do with it?
No. But I think they always ask his blessing. And so, and then
has he ever turned somebody down?
I think he did for Kubrick, I want to say. And he hates that.
Really?
Version.
Well, yeah, I think I have heard that.
Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah.
How do you hate that?
Probably like the best thing that's been adapted from something he's written.
But he's like more of like almost like a grindhouse horror guy. So I feel like that's like kind of glossy, artsy. So maybe that's what he didn't like. So basically we do know now that it's going to be on Max instead of theaters, which sucks because everyone thought it was going to be in theaters. But apparently it will be on Max at some point, but knowing Max, we don't know if they're going to shove it. But look for that possibly 2024. Going from there. So X-Men 97, Disney Plus, I'm looking forward to the show.
And it's going to come out like today,
next week, I think.
Really? I thought it was, I thought it like this news dropped and it was like on the eve of its premiere.
Well, they say eve, but I don't think it's the actual evening. Maybe though.
No, the eve in meaning the previous day.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, I don't think so. But so the big news though that Clark's referring to is that X-Men 97, the creator of this reboot, this new continuation of the show, it was fired apparently by you know, the
Disney?
By Disney Plus. Yeah, his name was Bo DiMaio, and he was the creator and showrunner, and apparently had already written season 1 and 2, and it started the rough outline of season 3
of this X-Men 97.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. So there you go. March 20th.
When is that? Oh, okay. So yeah, that is a week away.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the premiere. But yeah, I am bummed out because they're not giving you any details, which I guess is probably good. Who knows what happened?
Possibly illegal, whatever he did, or
yeah, maybe. Yeah. Or creative differences is what it always sometimes boils down to.
Why would they do that now? You think this would generate buzz?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is. And I think they do that quite a bit. Where they'll, yeah, some big controversy.
So do you think this means it's shit?
No, I don't think so. It looks good to me. I don't know. I think it's going to be good. Going from there, though, so we talked about that, which is still going to air on time. And we talked about something that got delayed, which is the Stephen King, you know, reincarnation. But this now, we go to Venom 3. And whoa. Venom 3 is actually going to be premiering a month early. So it's going to come out November 8th. That's the news.
They haven't even started filming yet, but it's coming out a month early.
No, they've been filming. Oh, okay. They've been filming, yeah. Or no, it was going to come out November 8th. Now it'll be coming out October 25th. So it moved slightly. Ooh. Not a full month, but yeah.
Right before Halloween.
Yeah.
Is that why, do you think?
Maybe.
I never even saw the second one.
I like both of them. Hmm. Yeah. I like them. And then going to comic book news, ladies and gentlemen. Brett specifically asked me to do comic book news.
Yeah.
Come out today, it is Suicide Squad Dream Team number 1. So this is a new short 4-issue series. And this is the first issue of it. It's good. It's a lot more of the same, obviously. But it's, you know, I love watching and reading Suicide Squad. So I think, you know, listen, you give me any of those, I'll check them out for sure. So this one, I'll give you a good. Good or not good, it's a good. And then this one, I was definitely more excited for. And I've been waiting for it for a while. This is John Carpenter's Toxic Commando, and that came out today as well. Check that out. It's very twisted. It's about some scientists that are digging into the core of Earth and unleash a whole bunch of evil. So right there, that's a good premise for some horror action. So check that out. All right, from there, let's do a taste test. Every once in a while, we like to try something, a product, a food product or a beverage, and we like to try it and see if it's any good, and we can tell you, yeah, check this out. This is what we recommend, or no, stay far, far away from this. Clark, what do you have for us this week?
All right.
This is going to be great. Thank you.
Yeah.
In honor of Dune, too.
Yes.
It's Coca-Cola Spiced.
Ooh.
The new Coca-Cola flavor.
Now, did they actually create that?
No. It just has the word spice in it.
What a stretch.
Spice.
Now, what is the difference?
Did
what
you
is...
see Dune 2 yet?
Spoiler alert.
All right. Wow. That means you finally saw it.
Wait till the rest of the show.
This is raspberry spice. So they give the game on like the...
Cherry
what was
Coke?
That other one? Dreamland or Dreamworld or whatever?
Yeah.
Cherry Coke is in the fucking name.
Well, cool. So raspberry spice. Now, raspberry I'm not normally a fan of. Brett, how do you feel about raspberries?
I love raspberries.
Do you? Yeah,
yeah. I like raspberries.
Actually, you can tell by the way I'm looking at you how serious I am.
All right. So we got Coca-Cola raspberry spice. Clark is cracking it open right now.
Yeah. Give me this little num-num.
Now,
washed. Garbo pants. Garbo Pants needs to give their little baby a little raspberry spice.
Oh, yeah. He says, too busy feeding a baby. Okay.
With my blip beep.
Yeah, there we go. Well, you are missed. Now, Brett, before we do the raspberry spice, what is your kind of initial feelings on it?
I think I'm going to love this.
You do?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm, you know.
Wait till you get a load of this pop.
Yeah, I can smell it. The nose smells good. You can't tell how serious I am about this, but I'm very serious about this.
We can tell.
Very
You're
serious.
Locked in.
All right.
Locked Okay.
All right, so let's smell
How's the nose?
Ooh.
Yeah, is there a word for a soda pop sommelier?
Sodalier.
Sodalier, there you go. A lot of effervescence, my favorite band.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's going to bring you back to life.
Yeah.
All right. Should we throw it up?
Coca-Cola spiced.
Cheers, ladies and gentlemen. Let's give it a shot.
Salud.
Salute.
Monrovia. Is that what they say? Strovia.
Nestrovia is the Polish.
Monrovia.
Nestrovia. Monrovia.
The city in California. Oh. But all right. So I like this. But I do just love Coke products, I feel like, in general.
I get no spice or raspberry.
Yeah, I don't know what the spiced means. I get raspberry. Or berry, at least. Like, fruity.
That's actually a good point. I'm not getting a lot of raspberry.
Cherry Coke is still way better.
Yeah. But I do like this. I'm going to give Coca-Cola raspberry spiced. I'm giving a good. Good or not good, Brett? What do you think?
I'm going to give it not good.
Oof. Really?
Yeah.
Clark,
I'll give it, I'll give it a good. It's Coke. It's so hard to fuck it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they, I mean, they did.
All right, from there, let's do checking in. This is the segment that people have been waiting for. We want to find out why Brett is wearing this blue. Now, what is the mask?
This mask is a visual representation of how I feel right now. No, I'm just joking. It's a cold press.
What is that Batman? Like, nobody took me serious until I put on the mask.
Yeah, the mask is... I can finally be free with my mask on.
Yeah, you gotta. Is that your Batman voice?
Yeah. It's funny we're talking about bats.
Bats?
Did you know? Did you know? Did I tell you something about that?
No, is that what happened?
No, what happened?
That's, yeah.
You got bit by a bat?
I was on a walk with my mom.
Okay.
Down in the cities.
Okay.
And a couple bats came flying down.
This is such bullshit, Brad. How about you tell the truth?
No, let's wait and see where the story's going. I kind of like it. All right, so you're walking with your mom.
You can't. You don't take me seriously.
No, I think you're making this up.
Well, what?
He's not smiling.
This is all,
he's not
smiling. Am I smiling? Am I winking?
For the podcast audience, we cannot see any facial expression that Brett is. It's a complete cold press.
No, we were walking. I've had to be down there for the week, and we do our daily walk 5, 6 p.m., 7 p.m., 8 p.m. any of those hours of the day. And we went on a later one in the dusk. And you know, if you've lived in Austin, Texas at all, you know what comes out at dusk? The bats.
Yeah, they have some here.
Yeah.
You walk up the street right now, there'd be some flying over your head because there's bugs right now.
Yeah.
So you're walking with your mom, you're enjoying a nice dusk, and then all of a sudden a bat just flies
at my melon, and I'm swatting at it. And my mom takes her bag and swings it at my face.
No.
To hit a bat. Well, not at my face.
Right.
Yeah.
It ended up at my face.
Oh,
so God. you didn't get bit by a bat.
I didn't get bit by a bat. No.
Yeah, bit by a purse.
The way you started that story made it sound so phony.
Yeah.
But now it makes sense.
But wait, I see the bat.
And you guys just went to the brick store and she just got a brand new brick.
Yeah. She had a bag of
bricks.
One shiny new brick.
She got into brick collecting over the over the winter.
She named it Stanley Koo.
So I'm trying to unveil.
Are you going to do the big reveal right now?
Yeah.
All right. Brett's going to take off the cold press.
The cold press is no longer cold.
Okay.
It's been on. And this hurts my head.
Okay. All right. Let's see what we're
working on. So you're on prednisone again?
They put me on a lot of stuff.
All right. Brett is taking off the mask. Big reveal. There he is. How's not bad.
I probably can't see too much.
Looks you got to get in close.
Looks the same.
You look better.
Yeah. Look at my good eye. Yeah, I don't see any difference.
So.
Oh, it looks like a bee stung you in the eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like Rocky Balboa stung you.
Hey, Drew. Who made that joke earlier? Someone did.
I think probably Clark and I.
Yeah. So.
Probably Clark.
Thank you for it. That's what it's been going on in my week.
Okay. Well, so does it feel okay? It actually doesn't look too rough.
Yeah.
It looks like you're a tough guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You are rock and roll.
I should have.
It looks like you got maced.
Yeah.
more than like hit in the face.
That's what I was trying to defend my mom from these bats.
Yeah.
And I was trying to defend myself.
And she was defending myself. The bats from you.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. She's like, don't hit the bats.
It did nothing to you.
Yeah.
She hits you with a brick.
She hits me with the fucking brick that we went to she just bought at the brick store.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why they call it brick and mortar. That's the store you went to.
No, this was an online gift.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Over. Thank you for sharing, Brett. Yeah. And hopefully it's a quick recovery.
Thank you.
Yes. From there, let's do everyone's favorite segment of the week. That is advice. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get right into it.
Wow.
If you have any advice, comments, or questions, reach out at notgoodwithmatt@gmail.com. That is notgoodwithmatt@gmail.com. Now, before we get into some questions, or maybe we won't, because we actually have a true life advice question from one of our own, Clark Wilson.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Yep.
That never... I mean, that happened all the time.
3 weeks ago.
It did, yeah.
Happens all the time.
I don't even remember what that one was about.
Was that, what was? Oh, that was about the guy using your email.
Yeah, that's it. And I keep getting, I got two more since then.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, what do you got for us?
So I had a lunch meeting today.
Okay.
Ooh.
And I left like a little bit early, but not too early.
Can you tell us what the lunch meeting was about? Was it for?
Yeah, it's a guy who works at the Bank of Elk River.
Oh, cool. Sweet.
And so I'm driving there.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like barely out away from the house. And I see a car parked like in the ditch.
Okay.
And I thought, why are they? And they were on like a paved path. And I thought, why are they down there? And then as I kept getting closer, I was like, oh my God, did they hit that pole?
Oh no.
And they did.
Shit. Whoa. You see damage to the vehicle.
Front end is like pretty totaled. So they were going pretty good speed. And then I drive by it and I look and it's a woman and she's like alive, thankfully. And she's,
so wait, did you actually see them hit the pole?
No, I didn't see the accident.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever seen an accident in my life, but like that.
Have you ever been in one?
I have been, just fender benders.
Not to derail the question too, but when you say that, were you with one night we were like driving somewhere from here to the cities, and on our way back we saw an accident and it was like a guy.
We didn't see it. We pulled up and they were there, and his car was like perpendicular to the road, the freeway.
Right.
And he's like, Matt, you better slow down.
And he had hit like that concrete embankment.
Something. Yeah, I think he was drunk.
Yeah. And that woman.
Yeah, and he was with a woman, and the woman was like, can I get in the car with you?
We're like, no.
It was just like 2 a.m. because I remember you had to like pick up your girlfriend from the airport dropped her off at the airport.
That was crazy. And I went with you. Wow. All right, so yeah, so I think you've seen an accident before, but we've, you know.
Well, no, as it happened, I mean, not.
But you didn't see it as it happened, you said.
No, we didn't even see that as it happened, though.
Right, right.
I've never seen something happen like I'm there, and then all of a sudden, boom.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I think I have seen, if I really had to think about it, I'm sure I have seen something. Because you see it, you know, if it's a fender bender or something.
California,
like
probably. Yeah, there's a ton of them.
Yeah. But okay, so you pull up.
So, I slow down and drive by.
Okay.
And I see she's okay, but I have this appointment to get to.
Yeah.
And I didn't know, do I stop? She's alive and okay. Mm-hmm. Her airbag deployed. I could see the airbag. And she had the door open. Mm-hmm. And I was hoping she wouldn't get up.
Right.
But I didn't know, should I stop? Because I don't know what to do.
Right.
Other than to talk to her.
Yeah. Oh, and you were by herself. Or she was by herself.
She looked, to be by herself.
Yeah.
So I drove to the police station, which is only like a quarter of a mile away from there.
Right.
And told them there's a woman who hit a pole. And I told her the street corner. Because I knew exactly the street corner. And she said, oh, I see somebody's reported it. They're en route.
There you go.
Yeah. So then I went and had my meeting.
Did you enjoy your lunch?
Okay?
Did you enjoy your lunch after you did this?
We're at the bank first.
Yeah.
And I'm telling what just happened to the guy. Yeah. And then an ambulance came and drove by heading towards like Mercy. So I'm assuming that was her.
Yeah. Yeah.
So but, I'm asking like, is my conscience clear enough?
Yes.
Did I do enough? Did I need to really stop and help her? What could I do?
Did you order dessert?
Who orders dessert at lunch?
Did you go and get fast food first before reporting it to the
police? I ate before I ate.
No, I mean, I think you stopped at the police And yeah, you didn't stop then, but you know, it's one of those things where you just didn't know what to do, but you went to the police right after and they said that someone had already reported it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So then already,
so someone else had driven by and didn't stop,
maybe,
and presumably called 911.
But in that situation, it might be for the best. Cause I always fear that people will come up and be like, oh yeah, get out of the car. And then it's like, you know, moving.
No, don't. Yeah. They shouldn't move at all.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, you didn't want to do that. And especially if you're like, hey, are you okay?
Well, I knew not to do that.
I don't know. What do you think, Brett? You think Clark did the right move in this?
No, I don't think so. I think he's wasted more time going to the cops instead of just stopping right there and being like, hey, you okay?
Yeah, but that doesn't send someone to help that can help.
I guess you could pull. You know, now I remember I did see. Okay, so I was on the way back from work one night. And I was driving, this is in California, and I was driving back and I was maybe just a couple blocks away from the apartment. And I'm driving back and I see this kid in a bike and I had the green light and it's two lanes going my way towards the apartment and then two lanes going the other way. We both had the green light and a guy was still trying to bike across four lanes.
Oh, wow.
And he went past mine and was fine, but he went to the other oncoming lanes.
He's biking in the crosswalk.
Yeah. And a car hit him, sent him flying. I pulled around, got out of the car, and like.
But you didn't have a meeting to go to.
That's true, I didn't.
You had to go to bed, though.
I did. I had some sleepy time.
And that's completely different, though. Well, that guy is like on a bicycle. Did he even have a helmet on?
No, and when he actually,
brains were spilled out on the road.
Because when I felt bad, because when I was like, we came up, and there's other people that had stopped too, and people were calling right away. I started calling. So. You know, that is another move.
That's essentially what I did.
But you just did it later.
No, I went right to the police station that was like 2 minutes away at most.
That's true.
She could have died in that 2 minutes. If you
what would I have been able to do?
You could have comforted her mouth to mouth. You could have like sent her out. You could have said,
she wasn't even bleeding.
You could have said a Hail Mary and sent her on her way.
This is why I didn't even want to bring this up. Wow. No, it's just turning it into a joke.
No, I think you did. You went really quick to the police station. That was good.
Brett would have just smothered her and put her out of her misery.
But I do. I remember.
If she would ask for that. Yeah.
I remember if she would ask. But I do remember the kid, like when that got hit by the bike, he tried to lift his head up. And when you say the brains, like he did blood, like. Gosh!
Oh, there's brains coming out.
Brains came out. Yeah, I tried to shove the brains.
So LA, yeah. Such an exaggeration.
No,
yeah.
No, it's just blood.
Not you, just him. It's just him acting with his brains coming out.
One actor.
Yeah.
Horrible. All right, from there, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to movies. Let's go to movies of the week. We like to review movies and talk to you guys about them.
We'd like to tell you if they're good or not.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm
you
the
got
host
it.
Now.
You got the shtick. Brett, have you seen any movies?
I just saw that movie. I'm the captain now. No, I'm just joking. I was talking to you about it. The Uruguayan rugby team that got caught. Yeah. That went down in the airplane.
Oh, yeah.
In the
but it wasn't alive. It's a different...
Yeah, the Netflix one, right?
Yep. Sound Snow Society.
Yes. The Society of Snow.
Yes.
And that's up for... That was up for an Academy Award.
Was it?
Really?
Yeah. Did it win?
I don't think so.
And that's just alive, but they remade it?
Yeah. So what do you think, Brett?
I thought it was pretty wild.
And what was that?
Did you get hungry?
And kind of, you know, walk us through real briefly.
No, it was very wild.
It was very wild. Was it like, was it similar to Alive then?
What was the popcorn Alive. Bucket of that movie?
Yeah.
It's a foot?
Yeah. So, that's so insane. No, it's pretty, it was good. It was pretty, it made me think that, I don't know if Americans could be that,
fly
good,
plans
good to each other oh. Like they're all these are all like where's Uruguay, South America, South Americans, like they have this like deep love, like even the men like have this deep love for each other and just like this camaraderie and just like all of this like
to get through it all, do you mean?
Yeah, I don't know, I think the Americans, I think any kind of, if that would have happened to like a plane full of Americans or US folks, there would have been some disaster of like them killing each other or something like
that. Oh, and that didn't happen in this one.
No, they just ate each other. Okay. Yeah.
That was up for Best International Feature Film, which Zone of Interest is the one that took over for that one. I saw a classic. I saw two movies, but one in the classic realm is considered a classic. This is from 80s, 1983. Risky Business. I had never seen the Tom
Cruise
movie.
Really? You haven't seen that?
No. And it's got the Tangerine Dream soundtrack, really good. And I thought the movie's very stylish. The director had only done like two or three movies. Apparently, had such a bad time on this movie because they changed the ending from them. And it was just a bad experience.
What was the ending supposed to be?
I guess it was supposed to be that they didn't have this happy ending. They were like, they met up together, Tom Cruise and Rebecca De Mornay, but they weren't like together.
Hmm.
Whereas this, they're like happily together, going off in the sunset and all that. And I don't know. I liked it. But I really felt like this is one of those movies where if you saw it as a kid, the nostalgia and all that, it might have meant a lot.
What do you mean by kid?
Junior high or high school, but these years where you haven't seen a ton of movies yet. And so like now I've seen so many movies that basically probably ripped off this movie. Mm-hmm. And I've seen all the themes before, all that. So it's like it doesn't have this importance as it
does.
Well,
tons of movies have ripped off the Bob Seger,
yeah, oh yeah,
sliding
totally
thing.
The dance move,
yeah.
And this was just mentioned and featured on the Rewatchables podcast. And those guys, it's so funny that they're talking about that movie as it was such a formative part of their life.
That yeah. sounds like a podcast similar to what I just said. Does this hold up?
Yeah, yeah, yep. And this, it didn't, they loved it though. They said it still does hold up, but to me, seeing it for the first time, I'm gonna go Risky Business, an American classic, not good.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Yeah. And then I did see Dune 2 in theaters.
Whoa.
More like Dune, too long of a movie.
Oh. That is very long. What now that we can actually talk a little bit about it, what'd you think of Christopher Walken?
Awesome. I thought he was great.
I thought that was such a bizarre casting choice.
It is, and he doesn't.
And it's like perfect though, because it's so weird.
It's so weird, and he still is a great actor. That's the thing. That's what sells
it. How old is he? He's got to be like.
He's got to be up there.
He's got to be at least 60.
He's got to be at least 42.
Yeah, yeah.
But his voice, because he's not very mobile, and so he doesn't move around that much.
He doesn't do the whole.
He should have floated around like Baron Harkonnen.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah,
but I thought it was awesome. I thought when he was acting, actually, and last night, so I saw it last night, still a packed theater on a Tuesday night. Isn't that crazy?
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
It was really cool. And it was the IMAX. So it was their biggest theater in that AMC.
That's which like one? Which that's IMAX the way to see it.
It was really cool. And but
SLP,
when,
did you see it in SLP or did you go to?
Oh, yes, I did. Yeah, it was the Edina one.
Hmm. Oh.
But what was crazy was like when Walken got on screen, people, they'd be chatting before, but when he got very vocal and angry at the end, people just shut up.
Wow. People were talking during the movie?
Yeah, yeah, because it's a long movie. I think people got a little restless.
Don't
sometimes.
Go to the movie wow. then.
Listen, I agree. But this, like, everyone was like, his performance demanded
attention.
Your attention.
God, I miss the Arclight going to movies there, because they will kick your ass out.
Totally.
And ban you.
Well, what's the one that is... The Alamo Drafthouse, they do that.
Yeah, they're probably like that too, yeah.
Yeah.
But the closest one is
I wish
like
we had more of those.
40 minutes away from
here. Yeah, it's in Woodbury. Yeah. I was just there. I was there for a movie.
What movie?
I think I told you guys that.
Little Mermaid?
No, the...
You saw Madame Web at the Alamo Drafthouse?
That'd be insane.
No. I did. Wow. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What a waste of a movie.
Nobody talked.
At the Alamo Drafthouse.
Everyone talked.
Yeah, I associate that with like
artsy,
real, legit movies that have lasting appeal, not something Sony farted out.
Clark, what did you see this week?
I watched a
speaking
noir
of farts,
what
did you see, Clark?
Noir movie called Crime Wave.
Ooh, yes.
Yep.
Like the Coen Brothers Crime Wave? Or?
No, this is from the 50s.
Okay.
Coen Brothers had a movie called Crime Wave?
Yes, they did.
This is from 1953, and it had Sterling Hayden in it, and Charles Bronson, who was still going by Charles Buchinski or whatever his real name was.
Ooh, Buchinski. Yeah, I remember that name.
It was good. It's short. It's only like 75 minutes or something like that.
Nice. Perfect.
Pretty standard story. It's about like a ex-con on parole, and that is like... old cellmates break out of prison and they kill a cop and they're on the run and they use him and his wife to do a one last heist and things go awry.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds great. You give that a good or not good?
Yeah, I'll give it a good.
Okay, cool. I'll check it out. Good. From there, finally, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to random news. This is random news of the week. We'll start with the California Highway Patrol, ladies and gentlemen. Now, there was an accident and brief traffic delays were caused from this because, wow. Actually, it's kind of interesting that they were called, well, you'll find out. Maybe it's interesting that they were called brief traffic delays on a highway when a pickup truck spilled hundreds of rolls of toilet paper onto the roadway.
Wow.
Yes.
Good stuff or that shit Brett buys, one ply.
The half a ply?
Whoa.
You can see yourself through it.
Whoa.
My dad said that they're probably still wiping up the mess.
Oh.
Good one, Dad. The CHP said three boxes of toilet paper fell from the back of a Ford F-350 on Interstate 5 freeway near Cal Grove Boulevard in Santa Clarita. Now, that is what I call a shitty situation.
Now we're on to the end of the show.
Fortunately, the toilet paper was there for the ensuing mudslide from right. flooding.
And I mentioned briefs because toilet paper was used for.
Yeah, when you first said that, I thought you were going to say like a underwear? Truck crash and underwear. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fell out.
Yeah.
Footage from the scene shows traffic backed up as CHP officers throw rolls of toilet paper over the cement barrier separating the roadway from a construction site. The CHP said the toilet paper mess was mostly cleared up by 12:40 p.m. The toilet paper mess, however, in Brett's bathroom has currently not been cleared up.
Ooh!
All right, so
who's responsible for that?
When you put a fresh roll on the roll, do you do it toilet paper going this way or toilet paper, you know, over or under?
Under.
The way the roll hangs.
I switch it up.
I do over.
You
over all the time.
Variety is the spice of life, fellas.
Yeah. Variety is the Coca-Cola spiced of life.
Yeah, it's the raspberry Coca-Cola spice of life.
Spice.
What do you do?
Over.
Over. Okay.
Yeah.
Brett, over or under?
I used to.
Do over? Now you do under?
What do I do? I don't know.
You're changing. Go check.
You tell me. You use my bathroom.
Yeah, you were just
more.
In the bathroom.
I feel like you switch it up. Too.
You use it every. No, my sister does.
Oh, okay.
So like one of us is one way, and I always switch it back.
Gotcha. I don't know. From there, let's go to world records. We love to cover them on the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. What do we got?
Let's go to Ukraine. A Ukrainian strongman put the power of his beard, neck, and teeth to the test and broke three Guinness World Records.
I thought you were going to say broke three teeth.
No. Yeah. No. Dmitro Hurunsky broke three records in one day, starting with the heaviest vehicle pulled by the beard.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was it a Russian tank?
No, it wasn't. But I feel like with the beard, I feel like I could do that.
Hmm.
I think I have a strong enough beard.
Yeah.
I tried and it just rips the beard completely off my face.
You got to have enough hairs attached. So like you got to grow it out pretty long. So there's enough hairs. So like the weight is evenly distributed.
Oh, right.
Because like the less hairs that are taking the load, it'll just yank it right out.
Speaking of that.
Clark went to school for this.
Yeah.
This guy originally attempted the record in 2019, but failed when his beard hairs were pulled out of his chin from the strain.
Ooh.
That's
it was just one singular hair.
Yeah. Like, ow! I quit. The strongman said he grew his beard longer for his second try and then experimented with different braiding techniques to maximize the strength. That's how you'd have to do it, I feel like. Because the side is like a little lighter, I feel like. For me, it is. Yeah. He successfully used his chin whiskers to pull a 5,687-pound minibus. So that's the vehicle.
Wow.
And he broke the previous record of 4,000 pounds. This gentleman's second record attempt of the day was for the heaviest vehicle pulled by the neck. Would you even try something like that?
Hmm. What do you mean? Is it behind the neck? Like he has a chain behind his neck and it like goes.
Well, listen, let's find out. He ended up hauling a 17,107-pound truck for the required distance of 16.4 feet and became the first person to hold the record. It doesn't say how exactly.
When you're pulling, it's his shoulders.
Yeah.
Right. I bet he's pulling this way, so the weight is on his the back.
They did say though that he can no longer walk or use his arms because he broke his neck. But small price to pay. Small price.
He's a record holder.
Yeah. The bodybuilder's last record of the day was for the most cars pulled with his teeth.
Ooh.
Ouchie. Each car was placed in neutral with the engine off, and a driver was inside every car to make sure they rolled in the straight line. But that's how extra heavy
were
weight.
How heavy were the drivers?
Imagine doing this with dentures.
He managed to pull the vehicles totaling 19,300.
Slide right out of your mouth.
He hasn't had sugar in years.
So the vehicles all weighed 19,365 pounds.
And that world record brought to you by Colgate.
And he did that for the required distance. Afterwards, after he was done, so he's pulling all these vehicles with his teeth, 19,365 pounds afterwards. When asked for comment, he said, because all of his teeth were broken out.
Right.
No. Right. He said that I dedicate these records to my country and to our soldiers. And there you go. So that was his world records.
Sweet. Instead of like being on the front line, he's like breaking Guinness world records.
Well, I'll tell you what world record we broke, and that is the most entertaining podcast. And you're welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for checking it out. This has been another edition of Not Good. Thank you, Clark.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Brett.
Thank you.
We will see you guys in a week. Thank you, Nalo. Thank you, Unis, for wonderful music. Thanks for everyone hanging out with us. We'll see you in a week. I love you.